The future of...
Whoa.
Sports Radio.
Who is this Rudy Pooh?
Notch.
Sports is always the best reality TV going. The NBA making a point of getting some prime real estate in our minds, on our blogs. A lot going on in the association. Conference finals getting ready to start. I'd like to welcome in my boy Derek James, who still writes for Howlin' T-Wolf. That's correct, right?
Yep.
And you write for the Charlotte basketball blog.
Yep. Roofs on fire, SB Nation.
I was going to say Bobcats, but they're going to change, it looks like.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that the other day. So they'll be writing for a Hornets blog eventually.
I saw somebody tweeted in that hopefully that means the unibrow will get confused as to where he's supposed to go, so he won't go to New Orleans, he'll go to Charlotte instead. Can only help the team.
Yeah, might. Just drawing up interest in general. The Hornets name, I don't know, carries a lot of power, it seems like.
It really doesn't have that much equity for me.
No, it was funny, there was a commenter on Rufus that actually said that we're anti-Hornets because we don't get as excited about it. It's like, well, it doesn't change the fact that there's, you know, a less desirable product on the court.
Yeah, the Hornets stand for mediocre basketball.
Yeah, right. There's either way. You can call it whatever you want. It's a lottery team right now.
You know what Michael Jordan should do? Since the Seattle guys are willing to pay $600 million for a 30-win team, he should call them up and say, hey, will you give me $550 million for my 20-win team? Hey, if that's the going rate.
Yeah, right. Like, how bad do you want a team?
Well, at least they finally solved that Seattle-Sacramento thing. What's your opinion about that?
I'm glad Sacramento stayed. I would have hated to see, you know, Seattle get it by stealing, if that's the right word or not, another team after theirs was stolen. You know, it just kind of seems like they really want that team so badly. But, you know, there's a better way to go about it. Sacramento fans are still great. They weren't there as much in the previous years because of the way the team was, the way the team was run. You know, I think a lot of fans would have done the same thing, but they were still there. They were always passionate and vocal about their Kings. I mean, they love that team, so I was glad to see them stay.
You see, my problem with the Seattle group taking over the Kings is the Kings franchise is one of the charter franchises of the NBA back when they were the Rochester Royals. So you'd be wiping out that entire lineage just to reboot the Supersonics when they should get an expansion team.
Oh, yeah, right. And it's like, you know, why do that to two franchises within 5-6 years? I mean, the Supersonics have their own, you know, legacy and their own history that's already essentially been moved and changed. And then, yeah, you're right, taking away the Royals and then everything along those that came from that line, too, would... it'd be kind of messy as far as history goes.
Let me ask you this. Seattle gets an expansion team, which they're probably going to do here pretty soon because they're talking about when they negotiate the TV contract, they might hand out expansion teams. If Seattle gets an expansion team, who gets the 32nd team?
Kansas City's always been talked about. I don't think Vegas will ever happen, although we've heard plenty about that. You know, just as long as there's legalized gambling in Vegas, there's never going to be a...
No. Not with the Tim Donaghy thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be a disaster. I think Stern and Adam Silver are a lot smarter than that.
I got a place for you. Consider this. Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard Louisville before, too.
Brand new arena. KFC Yum Center. They're the same... I mean, you look at the Western Conference semis. You had Oklahoma City and Memphis. Memphis is playing San Antonio. Louisville, that smaller, one-team market, basketball crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I see that kind of being like an OKC atmosphere where it's like a traditionally college fan base, and I think that if they have that same energy as OKC where it brings that college-type atmosphere to Louisville, that'd be kind of cool to see, too.
So that'd be something to watch for. Back to the Timberwolves, though, because they've had some changes, too.
Yeah.
And Numbnuts is gone. Flip is back, president of basketball ops. Isn't he part owner, too, because Glenn Taylor's looking to sell?
Yes, and he's not looking to sell anymore. That was actually one of the big points was that for bringing Phil on is that he's not looking to sell. He's looking to buy out minority owners who want out and work on bringing in other, you know, Minnesota guys who would be interested in having a small share in the team.
It's kind of weird because one of the perfect guys you'd think about, Kevin McHale, he's the head coach of Houston now.
Oh, yeah, as far as Minnesota basketball goes, I mean, we might get to the point where bringing in Trent Tucker might become an idea if he wants to keep that route.
Well, if we're keeping in Minnesota,
exactly.
Didn't Dave Winfield play for the Gophers?
Yeah, didn't he play a couple sports for the Gophers?
That was a three-sport guy. Bring him in.
Yeah, what's he doing these days anyways?
What are you going to be writing next for Howlin' T-Wolf?
For T-Wolf, we're going to do some more draft stuff coming up. We've all been busy. I've been over it. Doing stuff for Harvard for Oxism and Rufus, finishing that up. But we're coming back to T-Wolf. We're doing something with Timberwolves.com, too. It's kind of a featured blog, Timberwolves blog, to showcase different sites and the many great Timberwolves things they have going there. So that'll be up later on this week, too,
awesome.
Or this month, at least.
Talking about the draft, where are the Wolves going to find a shooter? Because they still need a two-guard. That hasn't changed.
No, not at all. I think ideally they get, you know, they look for a guy who can shoot and, you know, play a little defense. A lot of the guys that I like are probably kind of pipe dreams in their position. You know, Macklemore and Oladipo. I think both those guys would be nice. At least, you know, just find someone who can shoot, just who can be open, hit down an open jumper. I mean, that's not asking too much, I think, after last year.
We're talking about two guards with Derek James, Helen T-Wolf here on Notch of Sports Spectacular. Rudy Gay's name came up again. I saw his name coming up in the rumor mill.
Really? Rudy Gay?
Rudy Gay. Didn't they turn down a trade for Rudy Gay like a few months ago? Would they bring him in as a free agent? Is that something to think about?
Well, Rudy, he just got a max contract a couple of years ago, so he's set. I mean, Toronto's paying him a lot of money for the next probably three more years if I just off the top of my head. So he would, if they did bring him in, it would be through a trade. I don't know what kind of assets the Wolves would have to give up to get him, and that would probably mean losing out on Peck.
I'm not a fan of that.
And Rubio, yeah.
You need a big guy. You need a point guard that can distribute, and you need some three-point shooters around that can play defense. That's really all you need in today's NBA.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, those 3-and-D guys are really huge. Zach Lowe did a great piece at Grantland a few weeks ago about the value of 3-and-D guys, and actually one of the guys he brought up was one of the guys I loved watching the Bobcats, Gerald Henderson, not a lot of guys know about, who is a restricted free agent who might be kind of unheralded, but he's a smart defensive player. He lapses every now and then on defense. But for the most part, he's a good defender. He can shoot. It could potentially be a good value for the Wolves. I like him a lot. I'd like to see him.
Now, of course, someone that won the three-point championship a couple years ago had a bad year. We talked about that previously, about the knucklehead push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, getting him back alone would just boost this team a ton in the department.
How does Flip Saunders coming back, David Kahn leaving, how does that affect Kevin Love's future with the Timberwolves?
All along we've heard that, you know, a big part of Kevin Love wanting to stay in Minnesota would just be he did not have a great relationship with David Kahn. Apparently even up to last winter, Mark Spears of Yahoo was reporting that Love was still on the trading block. They never really got along that well, so just having Kahn gone and someone else in is just going to be a big deal. And remember with Kevin McHale, who is a basketball guy, played the game. He had a great relationship with Kevin, and now they're bringing in Flip Saunders, who played the game, coached the game at the NBA.
McHale's best friend, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that could go a long way with Kevin, in addition to having, you know, Rick Adelman around. And I think it shows, too, that the Timberwolves are committed to winning. Now, we don't know how Flip will be, you know, in a long-term GM role. He was for a little bit, but at least they're showing that they're not going to stick with the same direction they know doesn't work, and they're at least trying new things to get better and improve the team.
You mentioned that about a GM. Flip's the president of basketball operations. Is he going to hire a GM to worry about the business end, cap numbers and whatnot, or is he going to take care of that? And what do you think would be a better move for him?
You know, I think Flip has a lot of good relationships around the league. You know, as far as evaluating talent, I don't know how much during his coaching years was Flip doing that or other members of his staff.
I'm more thinking about salary cap, handling that, because there's a lot of maneuvering with the money.
Oh, yeah, as far as the business end? Yeah, I don't know about that. That might actually be a smart idea to do that, to have someone else come in.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate you coming on the show. One more question before I let you go. The Final Four is set. Who's going to play in the finals? I've got Memphis, Miami.
You know, I was just really agonizing over this Spurs-Grizzlies series.
But I'm rooting like hell for Indiana.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. A lot of people are. I'm going to say Spurs-Heat. I think Spurs in 7 and Heat in 6. I think both teams are going to come out into a tough series to meet in the finals.
Spurs and Heat would be a great series, though, with Duncan and Parker on one side, and you have LeBron, Wade, if he's healthy, on the other. There'll be something to see. Derek James, Howland T. Wolf, something else to see. Thanks for the time. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem.